Imagine standing over someone you once loved, a golden dagger catching moonlight as you plunge it into their chest despite their desperate pleas. This is how we meet Tessa in the opening scene, her voice cold as she declares, "Only one can be left standing when chaos comes to reign." The betrayal carries even more weight considering what came before. Tessa has just discovered she's the granddaughter of multiple gods, including the feared Arius and mysterious Serafina. The third source mark on her skin now binds her simultaneously to both Theon and Luca, pulsing with dark energy as she commits this devastating act. 2 weeks later, Theon meets secretly with allies in the ancient Grove of Whispers, discussing Tessa's increasingly violent prophetic dreams. The witch Sienna delivers a chilling warning. If nothing changes, Tessa's recurring nightmares of Theon killing her will become reality. Meanwhile, hidden in the shadows, Tessa observes heated tribunal proceedings, where powerful rulers debate her very right to exist, some calling for her execution, others suggesting she might be key to ancient prophecies about the realm's salvation. What makes this story so compelling is how it explores the tension between predetermined destiny and personal choice in a world where gods manipulate mortals like chess pieces, setting events in motion centuries before characters are even born. Tessa's magical abilities grow increasingly powerful and dangerous. During training with Luca, her power erupts into a personal storm of rain and wind after he provokes her by burning her skin with black flames. The three-way bond between Tessa, Theon, and Luca creates constant tension as they feel each other's emotions and occasionally hear thoughts. This connection becomes both their strength and vulnerability. When Tessa taunts Theon for their bond, suggesting intimacy with another, he smashes a mirror in rage. Her final words cut deep. "You made me bleed. Now I make you bleed, Theon." Axel's transformation into a nightchild brings severe complications. Imprisoned and tormented by bloodlust, he hallucinates seeing blood. Despite loving Katya, he attacks her when released. Learning of her pregnancy brings him clarity, though their relationship faces new challenges, including the twin flame mark slowly draining Katya's life force. As the story progresses, shocking revelations upend established alliances. Theon learns Razak Greybane is Luca's brother from a parallel realm, explaining Luca's extraordinary power as Sargon's direct descendant and challenging conventional understanding of bloodline magic across realms. Tessa's heritage is revealed as a forbidden combination of four powerful bloodlines, Akaz, Zinta, Arius, and Serafina. This unique genetic fusion explains her abilities. Zinta visions merged with Serafina's dreamwalking, allowing her to pull others into her visions. Ancient texts warn this combination promises either unmatched power or catastrophic instability. The most devastating revelation comes when Tessa discovers Luca's father, Zan, imprisoned in Favin's cells, alive despite being presumed dead for years. Her decision to withhold this information creates an irreparable rift when revealed. Luca's condemnation is piercing. "You wanted to be a monster? Congratulations, Tessa. You succeeded." How often do we hide truths from loved ones, thinking we're protecting them, only to discover our silence causes more damage than honesty ever could? Despite Tessa's betrayal, Theon remains devoted, sending daily messages after she left, updating her about her wolf Rowan, and promising, "I'll still come for you." At the Serana Gala, he dances with Felicity, his contracted match, who offers to be the obedient wife he once wanted. Yet he realizes he craves only Tessa's wildness and challenge. When they finally dance, their magic intertwines, her light connecting with his darkness in perfect harmony. Meanwhile, Luca's feelings for Tessa emerge. After rescuing her from an attack, he confesses, "It was always you, for both of us," explaining how he'd tried to convince Theon to select someone else because dragons are jealous creatures. Though loyal to Theon, Luca declares, "You are my light, and I've always been yours." These relationships highlight the tension between choice and destiny. Despite prophecies and magical bonds, each character must decide whom to trust and love. Throughout the story, characters struggle against various forms of imprisonment, both literal captivity and the constraints of destiny. Eviana, Valter's source, remains bound despite her relative comfort. During Tessa's visit, she learns about her secret daughter and the Serana Villa's massacre, later hiding glass shards for escape. When Luca and his companions discover the Favon dungeons, they free both Valter and Zanmors, Luca's father, who had been captive for 25 years with a magic-blocking collar, revealing long-buried secrets. Eviana's path to freedom advances when Eliza applies a blocking mark, severing her connection to Valter. Though still confined, she plots her plan of wrath and vengeance regardless of cost. Perhaps the most profound captivity is destiny itself. Theon realizes that attempts to avoid prophesied fates often fulfill them. He understands that fate isn't inevitable, but the culmination of choices made over time. Aren't we all, in some way, prisoners of expectations, struggling to break free and write our own stories? The story climaxes through intense confrontations. Theon shields an injured Tessa despite being stabbed by a golden blade that bleeds his immortal essence. Luca and Razik arrive in dragon forms, turning the battle as they incinerate attacking forces. In a hidden chamber within the Pantheon, adorned with pulsing crystals, Theon reveals his devastating plan. Tessa must permanently leave for another realm beyond the reach of the Fates. Being so powerful, even gods fear them. Tessa responds with fury, making the chamber's crystals resonate dangerously. She reminds Theon of his vow never to abandon her, her voice breaking with betrayal. Yet he remains resolute, his final words, "be free," serving as both blessing and farewell. The narrative then introduces Akira, whose storm magic manifests in swirling tempests. Her confrontation with her father, Achaz, reveals he violated ancient laws to create her as a fury. The revelation that Akira might be Tessa's mother adds complexity to the mythology. This story explores the tension between destiny and free will. Characters must decide whether to accept prophesied roles or forge their own paths. Tessa balances her mission against the Arius bloodline with her feelings for Theon and Luca. Theon juggles lordship duties with protecting Tessa, while Luca's declaration, "My loyalty is to you," resonates more deeply than any profession of love. Power demands sacrifice. Axel loses his legacy status and twin flame bond. Tessa's magic creates vulnerability. Eviana's freedom requires a mark with unknown consequences. Even the gods seem bound by rules. Yet within these constraints, characters assert their right to choose despite consequences. Devrim mirrors our reality, where people often must hit bottom before questioning ingrained beliefs. When chaos reigns, will we be pawns of destiny or masters of our fate? The answer likely exists somewhere between, as complex as the storm within us at the crossroads of expectation and choice.